Hey, podcasters, big podcast. We have Michael Caton, and you'll notice I managed to not mention the castle during the whole interview.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but apparently, because every time he goes anywhere, people just hammer him about the castle, yeah. No matter what he's talking about. Yeah. And he's had a 30-year career since that, which I understand, but...
It's the castle.
Yeah, I want him to understand.
It's like going to a John Farnham song and him not singing the voice.
It's about love, mate.
I know, mate.
And I got that many castle questions I'm...
So have I, and I held them all back.
Same.
I told you I had a musical tribute. do you call this star? What do you call this? Straight to the pool room.
Well, hang on, Em. They do love making Australian films into musicals.
Oh, yes. Dude, I'm all for it. I can't believe... I did push very hard to audition for Muriel's Wedding, play Rhonda.
You've been great.
I feel like I am Rhonda in real life.
You were too much for them. They can't handle
I'm too much for most places. Hello, TV. enjoy today's show.
Emma Wiggle with Lockie Wiggle.
Oh, my God. I tried so hard to corrupt them, and they were just impenetrable.
They were amazing.
They were amazing. Yeah. And Ed got queer-eyed. You can see everything online. If you go to Today FM Breakfast Facebook page and Instagram, you'll see Ed, so buff. Man. You are so muscular in mesh. Ed in mesh is all the hook you need, guys. Go and check it out. Make it your phone screensaver for the day. It's very exciting. Ed in mesh. Hashtag, let's make it happen.
It's like a terrible version of Men in Black. Ed in mesh.
Here comes Ed in mesh. Nipples hanging now.
My nipples are sore.
Your nipples are very pointy.
They're
so little, dude.
I know. They're not.
So little.
Blink and
so
you'll miss them.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six. Morning, Em.
Hi, Joel.
How you going?
Breaking news.
Oh, dear.
Coles.
That was quick.
Have dropped. They're down, prices are down campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Have we got it in the system there just to remind everyone? I did ask for it.
Did you?
It mightn't be there yet, though. So they're replacing it with, what is it, Kiss?
What are they doing
Kiss
instead?
Kiss, is the microphone
up.
Working?
Prices are up.
Working?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's saying it's in.
Good things are happening at Coles.
Good thing. Kieran came rushing in here 5 seconds ago to tell me this. How does it go? So a valet to this.
Oh, here we go.
Down savings on San Remo.
How are you going to know that San Remo's cheaper?
Do we have any idea what's happened to San Remo? What's the update?
Casey?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, she'll be known as the last person to do down, prices are down.
Are you...
That's auspicious.
Who's implying, out of the two of us, who's
not
implying
me.
That Casey may have killed it off?
You.
Me.
I think she's one of the most talented singers I've ever heard, and she's... I don't think she killed it off.
I think
they felt like we have to retire this now because nothing's going to top
nothing's
Casey Donovan singing That's Down, Down, Prices Are Down.
It is a shame. And is Woolworths still got those singing imaginary birds? Because that's disconcerting.
Oh,
they went after Samantha Jade, did it?
Oh, Samantha Jade.
So which of us is suggesting that Samantha Jade killed off the imaginary birds?
Why have you got a hanky in your hand, you weirdo?
No, it's a tissue because there's hair all over the desk.
It's your hair, though.
Yeah.
Ed got a haircut yesterday, guys. If you haven't seen it, I'm currently in the middle of MI for the Ed guy where I'm making Ed over.
Yeah.
Now, on the show, there's culture, fashion, like mental health coaching and cooking.
Yeah.
So I've only done...
Fashion.
Yeah.
And hair.
Yeah, so... Just be standing by for some other little seggies.
Oh, stop. Hang on, culture... Did I ever tell you my story?
And food.
Oh, man, it's got boring.
I'm a bit worried about your relationship with food. On the show today, Michael Caton is joining us, of course, from the castle.
No, can't do that. He doesn't like that. Can't mention the castle.
What?
He'll shut it down.
But he's...
Oh, no.
But it's like John Farnham saying, I won't sing You're the Voice.
Hey.
Are you joking?
Got a new film.
Oh, God, this is not going to go well.
I've
done a whole musical tribute to the castle I was going to sing to him.
Oh, well, then that's going to be great.
What do you call this, star? What do you call this?
Sprinkles.
Your Dean, is Dean? Your, is
that no, Dean's happening? On today. It's tomorrow.
The Russians are on. Charlene's on.
Charlene's from Married at First Sight. She's the curly-haired one who seems to be in a somewhat stable relationship, but she's going to tell us why that New Zealand expert, so-called expert, is completely obsessed with sex.
Okay, and the biggest guest star we've had thus far, the Yellow Wiggle.
Emma.
Emma the Wiggle is joining us and we're letting your kids talk to her. So be listening out for that. Apparently, she's got a husband who's in the band too, but no one really cares, and he knows it, and he's here for it.
Yeah,
Lockie's like, it's all about Emma. I'm good for it.
He's the guy in the Eurythmics.
Yes, she's the Annie Lennox of the Wiggles.
Yes,
great. What's the superior thing we're talking about now? I was thinking yesterday, I don't know if this was only a little girl thing, but what's a superior name that you wished you had as a kid? Mm. So I really wish that my name was Fantasia.
How old were you?
Oh, I would have been around 5.
See, it sort of set you on a path, doesn't it?
Do you think?
Yeah, because that's a... You could use that. You could have used that as a stage name if you wanted to.
I know, and that's what I think. But it was my stage name as a kid.
Ah.
Like, if I met someone new, I'd always try it out. What's your name? Fantasia. Now you're in my dream, diary. But I don't know. And Kim, our producer, said she wished she was, when she was a little kid, she wanted to be called Claudia.
But that's not far. Her name is Kim. Claudius is not far from Kim.
Like a Russian spy.
Oh, there's a mystery to it.
Claudia.
I don't know if boys did this because I wanted to be people.
Oh, well, this is going to die in the arse. 1060.
No. I'm saying I don't. Maybe it was just me. I wanted to be people. Like I wanted to be Alan Langer or Luke Skywalker.
Did you wish your name was Alan or Luke?
No. I used to wear a Terry Lamb jersey around.
Yeah. Did you wish your name was Terry?
They're
terrible names, by the way.
Terry?
Like,
Terry's a great name.
Your name's Edward.
Yeah.
And you would rather, what was it?
Alan? Luke or Terry?
Luke or Terry. I feel like Edward's still the better name.
I don't know, man. There's something
I just
Alan
feel like,
Luke.
Look, did you want to assume an identity as a kid? Did you have a
That's
different name? You know, like you had a name that was just, your parents really stuffed up. You're like, guys.
Yeah, if you knew
me
better. Why
didn't you call me Fantasia? And then I got a Cabbage Patch Kid, and her name was Celia Bedelia, and I really loved that. And Karen LaRola.
Karen?
How good is Karen for a name for a Cabbage Patch Kid? Karen LaRola and Celia Bedelia.
Celia is a good name for a
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Cabbage Patch doll as well.
Those creepy sewn toad things.
Are you allowed to, you don't rename other dolls, do you? Like when people had those pound puppies and stuff like that, do we have to name them?
Yeah, everything had a name.
Oh,
I think that's a little girl thing again.
I don't think. Well, let's go to Mick. Mick wants to play straight away. Mick,
what's the superior name you wish you had as a kid?
Well, I used to play a lot of video games, and I wanted to be called It's a Me, a Mario.
That's fair, mate.
I love imagining little 5-year-old Mick asking people to call me Mario.
That's the goal. All right, we're playing for the Ultimate Ears Wonder Boom wireless speakers. They're such good speakers. And, of course, there's consolation prizes as well.
Yes.
131060, what is your superior name that you wanted to be called as a child?
And why?
And
there's
why?
Always a backstory.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yes. Right in the middle of what's the superior, Emma?
Name you wanted to be called as a kid. Alternate identity.
Love it.
Mine was Fantasia.
Fantasia.
For no reason. Actually, I didn't have a reason. I just felt like I should have been born a Fantasia.
But I believe it predicted that, you know, you grew up into a performer where Fantasia would have been a good name for it.
Such a
good
name.
It predicted it. Like, you didn't want to say, I'd like to be called Jenny from Accounts, please.
No, that's my mum's name, ironically.
Wow. There you go. Hey, Robert.
Yes.
What name did you want, mate?
No, I wanted to be called Clark. When I was young, I was watching Superman, and I always wanted to be Superman. I even went out and bought those little X-ray vision glasses they used to sell back then. And they never worked. I was always upset.
You creep. I love it.
I love it, Clark. I love it.
I reckon a lot of boys around our age would want to be called Clark.
I've now got vague recollections of me wanting to be the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, Donatello.
Yes, Donatello.
Michelangelo, Raphael.
Yes.
And... Which painter have I left out?
Not Botticelli.
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Yeah, and he was the hottest. Of all the turtles, Michelangelo was the hottest. 100%.
He was reckless.
No, yeah, he was a bad boy, but heart of gold.
Do you know what came down
to? I reckon him and April got it on.
What?
Legit.
Like Shape of Water.
Yeah. I reckon Shape of Water has ripped off the untold love story of reporter April and Master Splinter facilitated it all, that little rat.
You've heard it here first.
Oh, I could write a whole erotic porn fan fiction on this. It's already in my mind. I want to leave the studio so badly and write the story of Michelangelo and April.
Listen, look at so badly. What happened with Twilight? That was...
Guys, I got to go.
See ya. Michelle.
I got
to
go.
Talk to Michelle. Michelle from Reevesby. What did you want to be called, Michelle?
I actually wanted to be called Louise Elizabeth.
Louise
I know, it was the most random thing. I even went to the point of writing on all my school books that my name was Louise Elizabeth. My teachers had to call me Louise. My parents had to call me Louise. It was a little bit obsessive.
What was the Louise in your life? What brought that on?
Louise is my middle name, and I liked that better. And I liked Elizabeth, and then my little sister was born, and that was her middle name.
So it's not impressed. Oh, I love it. Writing it on the school books is next level.
Yeah, that, and making teachers call you that.
Excellent.
Jared from Appen. Jared, what did you want to be called?
My one was, I just thought, why did my brother get a cooler name than me? He got Vladimir and I got plain old Jared. Like, I thought, why couldn't I have been called Vladimir after my dad, being the firstborn son?
Double Vladimir.
Vladimir is hectic. That is a hectic name. Jared.
Jared. So Jared and Vladimir. So is your father, is he Russian?
No, he's Croatian.
Oh, he's Croatian. Okay.
How dare you?
My uncle got the name like Bronco, like cool names like that, and I get plain Jared.
Hang on.
Bronco's a sick name.
Bronco's a great
name. Oh, Jared, you got stooped. That is not good. What are some other man names in your family?
Oh, then there's just Dave and Steve.
Vladimir, Bronco, Dave and Steve.
You got to split.
Yeah.
You go to Croatia, if you go to split, all you hear is people going, hey, Dave, hey, Steve.
Jared, you get the Bluetooth speakers.
You get it, mate.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Wonderboom, wireless speakers, all major retailers, but you've got the movie tickets for everybody else?
Yeah, let's change Jared to Vladimir in the system, so if he calls again, it'll be Vladimir from Appen.
That's fantastic.
Okay, well, you'll always be Vladimir to us, Jared.
That's so cool. I finally get there.
Yeah, that's right.
Meanwhile, in London,
tell me,
this is getting a bit much. The UK's foreign minister, Boris Johnson, has threatened to pull out of the Soccer World Cup.
What?
In Russia.
Now I know why you're interested.
don't focus on that.
Is the World Cup in Russia?
Yeah.
Oh, what could go wrong?
Exactly.
As long as you're not homosexual and going to support a soccer team.
Or in that band that they don't like.
Jeez.
Is it Pussy Riot?
Yes.
Those concerts aren't long.
Jeez.
They say the Beatles didn't play for long.
Russia should have big world events. That's a great idea.
If they're shown to be behind the poisoning of former spy Sergei Skripal, this is so full on. He and his daughter have been found slumped over in a shopping centre, broad daylight shopping centre, and they're saying that what's probably happened is the Russians, he's a former Russian spy who got a deal to live in the UK as part of a spy swap, and now he looks like he's been poisoned in broad daylight in the middle of the...
A spy swap?
Yeah, they swap spies.
Are you joking?
Okay, I'll have Tom, you can have Sir.
Is that how it works? Is there spy Tinder?
I think it's more...
Oh my God! Yeah, is there an app to swap spies? Can I swap a spy?
Can I
be swapped for a spy?
No, you need to be a spy.
I am a spy. How dare you?
Well, you wouldn't say that.
I'm a dragon.
I'll tell you, not a spy. Russia's got form. Oh, Russia's got form.
Wow.
Would you like to hear some of their other greatest hits? Take it away, Seb Costello, live from London.
While Skripal's illness is a mystery, it's drawn immediate parallels to the 2006 murder of Alexander Litvinenko, the former spy who died after drinking tea laced with radioactive polonium-210 at a London hotel.
Yep.
In 2013, Boris Berezovsky appeared to have hanged himself in Berkshire, but investigators say he may have been strangled.
So Putin is... allegedly.
That's Ed Cavalier speaking right now on the radio in Sydney, Australia.
Unhappy when people leave Russia that were former spies.
Right.
But he didn't invent it. I'd like to take you back to 1974. If you think that the tea is good, is full on.
Yeah, it is.
And the fake hangings and
the
stuff.
The plutonium tea.
Is that a Dilma?
Can we see Kamal doing that? Chemically. Yes.
This is their old gear.
One of the most infamous Russian-linked murders was in 1978 when another outspoken critic and playwright, Georgi Markov, was stabbed with a ricin-laced umbrella in London and died 4 days later.
What? They're not messing around.
You walk past, stabbed with an umbrella.
That's been laced with poison.
Yes.
An umbrella.
Yes.
That's just hectic.
Isn't it?
That's like, I don't care, I want you dead. I'm not even going to bother with a knife.
No.
I'm going to poison something that's blunt.
How's that? They are full on.
They
and the reason I bring this up is because there's a conspiracy theory. The guy that owns the Chelsea Football Club is an oligarch who has billions of dollars. He loses so much money on Chelsea. Why would he do it? It's the story is because Putin wants him gone. He wants to always be on live TV as much as possible, so no one can go the T option.
Your one eyebrow was going crazy then. You were loving that theory.
When I get home and start YouTubing this stuff.
You should stay away from all hot drinks. Our coffee's just arrived. Putin's just heard
it's
the break.
It's on the umbrella. Gotta get out of here.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Jackie Lambie.
Yep.
Is... Look, I'll have to say I was sceptical about her. I don't agree with a lot of her ideas, especially we differed on same-sex marriage for a while. I think she came around. But she has released a book and she's been out doing the rounds. And she's very candid and entertaining.
She's entertaining.
And I don't mind my politicians. Really, she has verbal diarrhea. And the truth tends to fall out of her mouth.
Yep.
And so she did an interview with our sister station in Brisbane where she dropped, I think, a political bombshell. In saying that she'd been on a date with a fellow MP. It's Nick Xenophon.
Yeah, Xenophon.
Let's have a listen.
I did try with Nick Xenophon once, but, you know, he took me on a cheap date. Cheapskate he is to Kentucky Fried Chicken, so that was it. That was the finish of Nick then.
So if he had have taken you to a nice restaurant, you might have gone all the way with
now,
Nick Xenophon.
Now, I may have changed my mind. He may have got to first base. Who knows?
That's a visual. You're welcome, everyone. Can you imagine a conversation between Nick Xenophon and Jackie Lambie over chicken McNuggets?
Yes. Hey, Jackie, may I dip my nuggets in your potato and gravy?
Okay. Well, obviously, Mr. Xenophon felt the need to defend his honour.
Oh, he's come out.
And he's denied it was a date.
Oh, I can't do that, Nick.
Yeah, have a listen.
We had to go to dinner somewhere. The only place that was open was KFC, and I lashed out. I think I got 12 nuggets for it.
12 nuggies. You got her 12 nuggies.
He said we had to go out to dinner.
Yeah, he said, Jackie's a great mate of mine. It wasn't a date. It wasn't a date. Third time, it wasn't a date.
Oh, stop that, Nick. Stop it. Because you know what the classic is? Is David Oldfield and Pauline Hanson in that motel.
What?
You knew this?
No.
Remember a little while ago, well, he wrote a book or she wrote a book, one of them. I can't remember who.
Neither of them wrote the book.
Yeah, well, they were involved in a book.
Yeah.
They were involved in the making of a book. Mm. And there was a story about how he came into this motel where she was or the other way around.
Right.
And he cooked dinner on the little one little plate.
What?
Then they had an evening together, as they call it.
Ew.
And then in the morning they had breakfast again and then went back out there.
Is this common knowledge?
Either I've invented it or other people. With a show of nods, producers.
Okay. Yeah. Have you had a bad date? That. 13 10 60. We're radio. We have to do this. Bad date.
Good.
Crap date. What's your crappiest date story? Worst. You'll get a prize.
I'm going to make it
crappy
good to do.
Date stories. 13 10 60. What do you got for everyone?
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I've got really good stuff today.
Yeah.
Comedy tickets. I've got movie tickets.
Yes.
I've got cosmetics packs.
Good.
Yeah. There's good stuff today.
Okay. Have you been on one?
I invented the crappy
date. I was going to say, you were a professional single man. I've heard stories about you.
No, you haven't. Actually, turn her mic off.
I would never betray you on air because I know you're a changed man, you're married, you're in love.
Changed? That's an implication.
But I heard stories about you over the weekend and I said, I won't have it. He's my friend and a father. But I know that when you were younger, you dated. I would never break your confidence.
Ben said...
But just know that I know. But I will never... But I know.
13, 10, 60.
Hey, tell us your crappy date story.
Well, there's been a few over the years.
Like
when I first took my wife out, beautiful wife.
You're now married to.
I took her to a restaurant, which I didn't realise how expensive it was going to be. And I had to leave... And so I had to make an excuse to go to the bathroom and then run around to go quickly to an ATM to make sure I had enough money to pay on FBOS.
Aww.
And then when we left the restaurant, she said, can I walk you to your car? And I said, no, my bike's chained up here, thanks.
What a catch.
Hey,
what
baby.
A catch. 30 10 60, crappy date stories.
Yep.
It's fine, I know.
Just go to whatever this is.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. Have you been on a bad date? Jackie Lambie and Nick Xenophon went on a date. They went to KFC. Now, one of them's claiming, Xenophon's claiming it now wasn't a date. Still, Jackie says it was crap. So have you been on a crap date?
I've never.
Never been on a crap date?
I've never been on a date.
Scott's taken you out.
No, but like I slept with Scott on our first date, so that was it. It was over.
Well, that's a date.
Yeah, but he did take me to a really seedy place, but it was fine.
What was it?
I don't want to say it. That's a place called Revolver.
Oh my God.
Down in Melbourne.
Oh my.
If you've ever heard of Revolver, sticky floors, yeah. Great tie.
Whoa. Still together. Derek from Penrith. What happened on the date?
Good morning, guys. Basically, was catfished on a first date. I met this lovely lady on Tinder, and she had a couple of photos of her and her sister on the profile pictures and that. Basically, started talking for a few weeks. Actually, come to the date time, and it wasn't her, it was her sister. She had no ID, no wallet, and the conversations were not like what we had on Tinder.
And
so just a very awkward situation.
Her name wasn't Kiri, was it?
No, it was Jasmine.
Like, hey, great. Because I do pretend to be our music director on Tinder sometimes to get a date.
You, but you help. You help get people across the line.
Well, that sounds like what's happened here.
But hang on, Derek. Oh, do you think that's what it was, Derek?
No, Derek was chatting with the other girl. And then the sister rocked up.
Oh.
Yeah, so he had a connection with the other girl in the photo.
Did she have any money on her at all, Derek, though? Did she bring money?
She had nothing on her, actually. She had no wallet, nothing. We tried to get into clubs, couldn't get in. She had no ID. Yeah, just a very awkward situation to be in because here I am thinking it's one girl and it's a sister who I had no idea who it was.
Can I just say everyone on Tinder and Bumble, don't put group shots up. Don't do that. Don't confuse it. Put a nice solo photo of you up because the group shot is just makes it look like you're trying to hide something.
Oh, are they? I thought they were trying to do the other thing where they're trying to go, I'm the best of my group.
No, I don't know why they do it, but it's confusing if every shot's a group shot.
Of course it is.
Like, I went through Kiri, our music directors. Every shot was a group shot or with another girl who's a producer here.
You can't do that.
And I'm like, dude, I don't know which one's you. Yep. We need to do an audit of this.
Excellent work.
I'm just telling you guys, nice front-on headshot so everyone can see what's happening, what they're buying, what they're getting.
Yep.
There's no confusion when everyone turns up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Steph from Camden, you got set up hello.
What happened, Joel?
I got set up on the worst blind date ever.
Tell us.
Everyone knew about it but me.
Go.
So this was back, I don't know, about 10, 15 years ago, back in the uni days, and we all went to Macca's. I got a phone call, said, hey, Steph, come to Macca's. We're just going to catch up. All right, you know, you've got nothing else to do on a Friday night, go to Macca's. Mm. So we were all there, and a friend of a friend obviously brought a friend along and said, hey, look, this is friend X. We think you're going to get along. How about we all, you know, take our Macca's and go for a drive? We're all in a car, and then this guy starts to, you know, put on his moves. And as he does, he tries to sort of self-proclaim he's the best kisser in the world. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever it be. Long story short, he starts to put on the moves and starts to kiss and lick my ear to show off his kissing technique.
He licked your ear?
Yeah, like around, inside. It got weird, and I was like, you know what? It's time to go. I have to go.
Was he a Labrador?
Go wash my hair or something. Sorry?
Wow,
the ear licker.
Can we add that to Em's dating tips of don't put a group shot in?
Yeah.
Don't lick someone's ear.
Don't go the ear lick.
I didn't realise that was a sentence I would have to take. Just don't lick people's ears.
Yeah, go. Yeah, no, less ear licking, people. Movie tickets all around. Well done.
That is interesting.
Yuck. I did try with Nick Xenophon once, but, you know, he took me on a cheap.
No, it's all right.
Wrong button, guys.
Nice to hear from Jackie.
I enjoy that.
131060, if you would like to, if you've got a question, if you've got a kid in your life that would like to speak to Lockie or Emma Wiggle.
I'd like to be a Wiggle. Em, the slightly inappropriate Wiggle. Emma, I'd just be rainbow coloured.
What time would you be on?
No, I would be like, I'd be the warm-up act.
Oh, no, you'd have to be on after. Your Wiggle's up late.
I'd just be holding a glass of rosé. I'm more for the mums. Let's be honest.
I think the kids would go to bed and then you would come on.
Oh, I feel like the kids would learn a few things if Wiggle Em was allowed on the stage in their rainbow uniform.
Certainly some questions on the way home. Certainly some questions.
We've also got Michael Caton from Not the Castle.
The new film, The Three Summers.
Not the Castle.
Coming out at DVD. Magnus Jabanski's in that one.
Yes.
Ben Elton's film.
Don't
a lot of fun.
Mention The Castle.
I won't. You can.
I'm going to open with it.
I thought you might. How about?
Oh, come on.
Look. We'll see.
All right, cricket guys, yay!
Yeah, here we go.
What's going on, Ed?
Quinton de Kock The South African wicketkeeper batsman, baby-faced, is in a stoush with David Warner. That we saw that CCTV footage, M, from the exchange rooms. But all stemmed, apparently, from what is being called a deeply personal remark made by de Kock on the field about David Warner's wife, Candace Warner.
I know Candace. I know Candace from my Perth days. I know her well.
There you go.
She was Candace Felzon.
Yes.
Yes, I remember.
Former triathlete?
Triathlete.
There you go.
Yes.
The war of words has escalated now as Quinton de Kock's sister, Daylen de Kock.
Good name.
It's a real minefield, South African names.
Keep
minefield.
Going. Yeah.
Well, Daylen.
Luckily, no one's name's Feeling or Loving.
Come on. Rubbing. Don't do that. Don't do Rubbing. Grant. Back in your box, Grant.
Oh, come on. There's so many good things you can
Chicken fries, there. Please.
All right, Grant. You'll get them. Daylen de Kock has come out and said, WTF. I will hurt you at David Warner.
What?
Yeah. So she's not happy. Not happy.
So the sister's threatening David
the
Warner.
The sister's threatening David Warner. Now, this is all going to come to a head because Warney's come out and he's had a tweet as well.
Oh, Warney's got
involved. Now, Warney's involved.
Jesus.
Don't think Warney's not involved.
Okay.
He says, chat, banter and sledging have always been part of any series between South Africa and Australia. Both sides have always given it out, but respect is key and I hope nothing personal was said to any player from either side. Have a beer together afterwards and get on with it. Stop the whinging. That doesn't look like that's going to happen.
That is such a Warney thing. He probably says that to his kids. Guys, have a beer and get on with it.
Come on, you two. Have a beer.
So do you think this is going to...
Oh, no. Warner's not going to forget this. If it's the...
You can't sledge someone's wife.
That's the whole... That's what they're saying. And
that's,
I think that's
gross.
Yeah, I think that's too far.
In a pub.
Well, yeah, we should have kind of, those details, I think, is from what they're alluding to. It's somewhat historical, and Warner was clearly furious, as you would be. And cricket's not the type of game you can't touch the other person.
No,
it's not like football where they can just run into each other in the next play.
No,
so they sort of have to wait for things. But what has happened? This is going to be good fun.
Tell me
the next Test match, which I know that you are deeply interested in.
Oh my God, I've got it saved on my thing.
Yeah, on your thing. The two teams are going staying in the same hotel.
Oh, in South Africa.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be on.
So it's on.
Yeah.
So they're going to be running each other in the lift, in the gym, breakfast buffet.
De Kock is in.
Eating up?
Getting.
No, yeah. No. Get it before,
I love
it. Before she does something that offends the Wiggles. Let's get out of here. On the line, M,
yes.
It's basically the most stable relationship in the show between Charlene
I don't
and
know
Patrick.
If that's an achievement. I don't feel like that's a badge of honour.
Well, let's ask Charlene. Charlene, is that a badge of honour?
Hi, Charlene.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good
I don't job. Think it's a badge of honour. I think you meant to try and get through the experiment.
Making it easy, Charlene? The Kiwi expert.
Can you learn her name, please?
No. Charlene, what's her name? The Kiwi expert.
Trish?
Yeah, Trish.
I don't know. Yeah, the brunette?
Trish. Let's go with Trish. Yeah. She is completely obsessed with intimacy, with adult cuddles. I don't know what her problem is. Have a listen. This was the grab from the other night where she had Justin and Carly on the couch. And this is what she was going
for.
So if they could just get through this barrier around sexual chemistry, they can learn to love.
Charlene, why is she so completely obsessed with physical intimacy?
Look, I know. Firstly, who the hell says physical intimacy as much
Thank
as
you.
We did? That
yeah,
is
yeah.
not normal.
It's because of the time slot.
Someone just say that. Say it properly. But I don't know. That was her area of expertise, clearly, and it came up every time. We're like, here Trish goes, ask her about sex again. You know?
I love that she became the sex lady.
All right.
Charlene, we've seen a lot of promos winding you up that tonight is the night where you drop the hammer on the boys after the boys' night. Is it everything we're being promised or are they lying to us?
It's full on. And it's, you know, one thing I'll say, because I've read a lot of the comments, it's not bloody scripted. I'm not a bloody actor. I'm so normal. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, this kind of stuff irks me really badly. I've, dealt with it a lot in my career. So, yeah, I was ready to go tonight.
So you dropped the hammer. Good.
Well, the stuff you're talking about was there was a boys' night, and so and they were the boys. Some of the discussion the boys had that is you've taken exception to. Here's a grab for you. This is lovely Dean, aka the rapper Visions, aka Australia's worst bloke. This is him trying to get some sort of swingers party going. Take it away, Dean.
I'll say it straight up at the start. No disrespect, Justin. I said Carly. Judging solely on looks, I don't know her that well as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Are you attracted to Tracy?
To Tracy?
Yes!
Tracy's attractive.
Yeah.
But I'm more attracted to people, to girls like Ash.
What do you think, Charlene? They're just sitting around talking about which of the other people's partners they would like to be intimate with.
I just feel like it's. I feel like it's totally inappropriate. You've also been with your partner for this many weeks already. Surely your alliances should be lying with her. And then the other part of it that makes me really sad is that kind of hot or not attitude existed throughout the entire experiment. So by the time it got to the boys' night, I was just enough already. Let's just get this on the table.
But I just feel like there's such an imbalance in the girls and boys. Like the girls present, they're everyone's done up and glam and then and trying and you're all so put together. And then the boys just...
I know. They just,
it seems like there's an imbalance. But, Charlene, are you glad you did this show?
Did you see who I got paired with? I got Patrick. The only, like, seriously, one of the only decent guys that actually spoke up at that night. So, look, I was actually really glad that I did this show because I got, you know, one of the few good guys there.
Charlene, can I please ask you to never, ever read the comments ever again, doll?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Pardon?
Don't read the comments.
Don't read the online
comments. Do not read online comments about yourself. Promise me.
Oh, you know what? Twitter is bad. I don't read Twitter anymore.
It's a
and it changes daily.
Yeah.
We love you. We hate you. We want to set you on fire. I'm just like,
Do you not go on. If you're the star of tonight's show, if you're serving men and you're being a strong, independent woman, do not go on Twitter tonight, doll.
Access denied. Not going to happen.
Charlene from Married at First Sight. It's on tonight, Channel 9. Thanks. Speak to you soon.
Thanks so much, guys. See ya.
Bye, doll. Bye.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Following the phenomenal success of their 2017 Nursery Rhymes album, the Wiggles return with a brand new collection of timeless tunes, the Wiggles Nursery Rhymes 2, and we are joined in the studio by Yellow Wiggle, Emma, and Purple Wiggle, Lockie.
Yay!
Good morning.
Hello there.
Hi, guys. See, Lucky just jumps up and down the spot already.
Yeah, you know, he's ready to go.
Never Lucky. Off. Are you? Do you just walk around bopping like that, Lock, the whole time?
I do sway a lot. It's just an energy
constant
thing.
Constant movement.
Oh, thanks for coming in. You guys are my favourite children's-based entertainer husband-wife team, I have to say.
Yeah, same here. I think so, because Blue's Clues broke up, didn't they?
Oh, they did. It was devastating, yeah. Oh, and you never know what's going on in that Midnight Garden. There's some freaky stuff going on there. Emma, I was joking with Locke on Instagram that it is all about you. Let's be honest. Lucky, you're happy to be. He's shaking his head. She is the Mick Jagger of the Wiggles. Let's be honest.
Yes, Anthony has joked in the past that it's Emma and the Three Seasons behind, which we are more than happy to. She is a remarkable performer, and the children have loved her. If you come to a live show, there are 98% dressed in yellow and the other dressed in blue, red and purple. But it's lovely. They really love it.
There is no finer way to express who's more popular than colour-coding the fans.
It's the best idea. It's the best idea you can have.
It's like a real-life poll every...
And I hope you walk out and turn around to the other Wiggles and go, see, bitches?
Do you see
who the queen is? Do you understand? Bow down, everyone. poor Emma. Emma's like, I can't say a word. What are you doing to me?
Yes.
Emma and Lockie, you've bought in the world's tiniest keyboard.
Yes.
So when you sit down to write the Nursery Rhymes album, what are you looking for? What are you doing here? What's going through your minds?
We're just looking for really catchy... A lot of the ones on this album are quite old, beautiful old nursery rhymes.
Yeah, songs.
Traditional songs.
From different countries.
I'm looking here. There's Hey Diddle Diddle.
Yes.
Yep. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Nice.
Yep. Rubber Dub Dub.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. There was a princess.
Oh. Yes.
Something called Thumbkin, which I'm assuming is like a fidget spinner. Is that what that is?
No, I know Thumbkin.
Oh, what is that? I've never heard Thumbkin.
Well, it's like a finger play. You work out which fingers are which, and it's, you know, it's
where dextral. Is Thumbkin?
Yeah, where
oh,
is Thumbkin? Where the hell is Thumbkin?
Yeah. Now, where the, it's hard to know. Hey, so can we? I believe you've brought in a mashup for us. So we're going to hear many of these wonderful songs all at
live,
once.
Dog.
Is that right?
We are, and we had a bit of a crisis. I left the egg shaker at the Wiggles office, and so I put together a cinnamon bottle with millet in it, and yeah. It's going to be a very subtle sound.
Okay.
But it's going to make a difference. Yeah.
That is the most charming solving
isn't
of a problem.
Cute?
I got a cinnamon and I got some millet and I made an instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
You are so adorable. I want to squeeze you and punch you in the face. You're so cute.
In a nice way.
In a nice way.
Take it away, guys.
A sailor went to sea to see what he could see, and all that he could see was the bottom of the deep blue sea.
Bottom of the deep blue sea.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Daddy's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Daddy's gonna buy you a diamond ring. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Your daddy loves you and so do I. Do-do-do, do-do-do. Do 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 ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da.
That is so charming.
Well done. And now they're going to do Beyonce and Ed Sheeran's Perfect. It's going to take 9.
You guys, you just sit around it. Oh my God. Just imagine these two at home.
It's so cute.
Do you want some tea?
Do you want some millet? Do you need some
millet? Yes. Do you ever fight? Ever?
No, we're very good.
And it's really, because we're on the road all the time with everybody, you're
yes.
so used to, you know, working out everyone's, you know, personalities. And we have to do a lot of travelling together and we're like a big family and yeah. we're writing and we're recording and filming all the time. We just get used to it.
Ah, it's lovely.
I love
it's
you
just
too.
So charming, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. So, 131060, if you would like to speak to...
I'm going to corrupt you, Emma Wiggle, I swear to God. It's my mission in life now.
Yeah, run away, Emma, run away. Lockie and Emma Wiggle are here. They got the new album, The Wiggles Nursery Rhymes 2. It's out now, 131060, if you would like to chat to these gorgeous
I'm going to lend Emma my prop from my show.
I don't know if that's a... Yeah, let's just... No, don't.
You can have my prop. Lockie, just follow me on Instagram. Go back and look at the prop for my stand-up show. 131060, do you want to talk to Emma or Lockie Wiggle?
Yes.
We'll do that next.
Emma and Lockie Wiggle are with us today. The brand new The Wiggles Nursery Rhyme 2. The album's out and it's 24 songs. So that's, and I'm having a 6-month-old son. I am right in the market for nursery rhymes. So I am excited about this.
Yeah, you actually are.
How is he? He's so cute.
So cute.
Little Arnold is good. He didn't sleep much last night. Oh. So
tell Emma Wiggle why.
No, we won't be telling
you. Oh, I'm not allowed to say that.
No, no. So, but
okay,
he'll be sleeping in the backyard tonight as a lesson.
But you could just play him the Nursery Rhymes album.
Yeah. I am going to get hold of it. I am excited about it. So on 131060, you have a chance. They're here, Emma and Lockie Wiggle. You get a chance to have a chat to them. Em, who would like to speak to our Wiggle friends?
Hi, Fletcher.
Hello.
Hello, Fletcher.
Now, Fletcher, Fletcher's 14, guys, so you're really you're reaching out there in terms of age. What do you want to ask the Wiggles, guys?
Well, how do they...
Okay.
I think Fletch wants to know how would Fletcher become a Wiggle? Mm,
that's a great question, Fletcher.
It is, Fletcher. Mm. We practiced our singing and dancing a lot when we went through school, and then after school we finished and Emma went to a... kept dancing and I kept singing and went to study music theatre as well. So I think you just, the best advice for anything is to keep practicing and keep singing. If you play an instrument, keep practicing that as well. And
find what you like.
Yeah.
And embrace it.
Oh, yeah. I see that's
and
nice.
I think what Lockie's saying, Fletcher, is work hard, don't be slack and assume you can just get it because you're young and entitled and Generation Z. Okay? So you go and study. That's what you meant, isn't it, Lockie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Kerry in Penrith. Hey, Kerry.
Hi there, guys. How are you?
Good. Hi. What do you want to ask?
I'm good. Well, first, I just want to say my
2.5-year-old son absolutely loves you guys. Emma, you're the reason why he does ballet at the moment.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Every time we go to dance, I go, do you want to do ballet like Emma Wiggum? He goes, yeah.
That's cute. And what's your question?
I just want to ask, I work in early childhood as well, so I was just wondering, when you and the other Wiggles are writing your songs, what's the main key you're trying to think of to get out of these songs from the children? Like, what's the real element you want to see from them?
With an early childhood perspective, and we've learnt so much from Anthony being a Wiggle for so long.
Forever. Yeah.
It's all about finding what's exciting in their world. And for them, everything is. You know, a pencil's exciting, a sunflower, the sun, the sky, a house, a car, a truck. And so it's really about bringing the excitement of all the different objects around them and in their world to life.
Yep. Lucky, we've been seeing a real. There's been quite a few children's books released about farts.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's kids think farts are amazing. Are we going to see a fart-based Wiggles song, Lucky?
Maybe not. But what we could do is we Anthony said forever since they started, they got a lot of questions about doing a toilet song because it is important.
And it's fascinating. Kids find it absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, so I think we should really try to work on a toilet song that helps children get past that point because a lot of parents find it difficult. So I think definitely toilets, but we might not call it a
fart song.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Ode to farts.
It's on the way.
Poo pop.
It's on. Emma and Lockie, the new album, The Wiggles Nursery Rhyme, to everyone that we spoke to, we've got Wiggles prize packs with their new CD to give away to the people that we spoke to. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Lovely to see you.
Thanks for
you
having
too, guys.
Us.
Thank you.
Offensively charming.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Well, we've had a breach of security with Eurovision. Jess Malboy, from the well-known European country of Australia, her song was leaked online by some over enthusiastic Eurovision fans.
Okay.
And Sony were quick to act and have it pulled down, but then realised, well, their people are ravenous.
Yeah.
So they let us have 9 seconds more. Have a listen. Called We Got Love, in case you didn't pick up on that.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay, she'll be performing that, obviously, in the Eurovision Song Contest. It's very exciting. Yeah, I am extremely jealous.
Yeah.
And moving on. Now, obviously, Ed Sheeran, you've been hearing this all through the news. That's his song, Castle on a Hill, in case you didn't know who he was.
Hmm.
Lots and lots of fake ticket problems going on. And ahead of his sold-out shows at ANZ Stadium, we are warning you all that it is sold out, and we've already found on Viagogo, which is super dodgy. Don't buy tickets from that site. And I want to say also my shows are sold out, and there's tickets to my shows on there. They're not legitimate tickets.
So on Viagogo,
don't buy tickets on that website.
So it seems as though I've never used it. So people are putting fake tickets up on Viagogo.
And
Viagogo are not saying, hey, don't do that. They're saying, yeah, we'll take a cut.
Oh, we'll whack $60 on top and take a cut.
And then people are showing up to the Ed Sheeran concert or to even your show in.
Yeah.
Poor things with fake tickets.
They're not real tickets. So do not.
Mate, that's terrible.
Viagogo is showing 200 tickets available to Ed Sheeran. There's no tickets.
We gave them away
there's
2 weeks ago. There is zero. Like
so
your show, there's zero tickets available.
You've been warned. They're scammers. Don't do it. And you check your tickets now. You don't want to turn up and be disappointed. So if you have tickets that you're worried about the legitimacy of, you can check.
Why would anyone use Viagogo? I mean, are they?
Because they're desperate for tickets. Because gigs are sold out and people know that. And they want to see their favourite personality, their favourite star, their favourite singer. So they're desperate and they will pay whatever. And people know that. It's no good. It's scalping.
Don't like it.
And
like
it's
it.
Really crap.
Don't
so
like
check
it.
Your tickets.
Yep.
Logie's voting is open. Guys, this is crucial for us. Okay? Logie's voting is open. And we want to nominate Grant.
I'm on the TV.
Yes. Now, Grant's currently off skiing in the hills of somewhere. But he is up for most popular presenter and for the Gold Logie. This will be his 6th nomination. He's never won. So we need you to go in now.
Come on, guys.
We need you to go and vote online. We have put a link up, but there's been a scandal already.
Oh, no.
Studio 10 crying foul.
Why?
Well, because Studio 10, they put forward personalities, but no one has been nominated. Not Ida, not Ding Dong, not Sarah, not no one. No, not even Joe Hildebrand. Not even the guy who does the...
Oh, Jono Coleman.
Yeah, not even Jono Coleman.
Are they saying that's because there's been a lack of voting or a lack of votes?
I'm not going to cast some special.
I went on Viagogo to vote for them. That...
So, interesting to see Shido 10, no nominations for the Logies. Tremendous. What's going on? Is there a Brussels sprout conspiracy theory?
Oh, could be.
Have the Brussels sprouts fired back?
Could be.
And finally, oh my God, this is so exciting. Mary Poppins, the sequel. We've been waiting and waiting for this. No, we have. Emily Blunt is playing the role of Mary Poppins.
Blunty.
And the first trailer dropped yesterday. It's a tiny bit.
Mary Poppins. It is wonderful to see you.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
That is the most British grab that anyone has ever played.
So, obviously this is going to be huge. Now, it's a sequel. So it's Jane and Michael, thanks, in there, they're adults, they've had kids.
Yep.
Michael's wife has died, and Mary turns up to help them out.
Oh, they're going to end up together.
I don't know, maybe, but Meryl Streep plays Mary's cousin, which is very exciting. Wow. Now, Colin Firth's in it. Angela Lansbury's in it, which is awesome.
Oh, Murder, She Wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, something, is it a foul play?
Now, Julie Andrews was approached to play a cameo, but said she didn't want to take away from the role that Emily was playing. So I think that's lovely, isn't
that's
it?
That's nice of her.
So we're looking forward to this coming out Christmas this year.
That's
Mary Poppins
huge.
2. It's going to be massive.
Huge.
That's entertainment.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
8:10. Time for Alpha Bucks. M, $10,000 on the line. Who have you got today?
Hello, Maria and Lancove.
Oh, my God, amazing. I got through.
Yes, you sure did. Now, I know you want to go on a European vacay.
Oh, that would be so amazing.
All right. Well, your letter is P today, Maria.
Is it, P for Peter?
Yes.
Okay.
P for Peter. I'm just checking I'm not giving away anything. P for Paris.
Great.
Okay. All right, here we go. You get $100 per question. If you get all 10, $10,000. Now, we must take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. Your time's going to start after my first question. Name a type of tree.
Papyrus.
A condiment.
Pepper.
An insect.
Puff.
A jewelry store.
Pandora.
A song.
Puff.
A female celebrity.
Puff.
A skincare brand.
Peo.
A type of nut.
Pistachio.
It's over, doll.
No, get pistachio in, judges. We didn't.
Oh, please.
No, you were so far after the buzzer, like I couldn't even pretend. You know, I'm all for breaking the rules. We're just waiting there. Gee, that's generous. They did give it to you.
Good.
$400, Maria.
Oh, my God, that's so amazing.
That is amazing.
Well played, Maria.
Well done.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. It's tough. It is tough. You've got to get the app. Have a practice.
Female celebrity.
Pink. Oh, yeah. You could have gone with Pink. All right.
Could have gone with Paris, and I gave her that answer.
Yeah, I know you did. I didn't want to say anything, but you did. Em, I'm watching the Pride of Australia ceremony at the Opera House, and there were two young ladies who I thought, I think Em would like to meet these two.
I really do. We're a day off International Women's Day, so this is even more exciting.
Quite an incredible story of Ayumi and her best friend, Asia, who were just hanging out at home, doing their own thing, and then they're unfortunately... Ayumi's father suffers a terrible accident, but their quick thinking has saved his life. And they're actually joining us on the line now. Good morning, Ayumi.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Asia.
Hello.
Hello. Oh,
you two girls, bloody impressive, I have to say. Ayumi, your quick thinking saved your dad's life.
Yes.
So can you tell us what happened?
My dad was reversing his car. Well, into the shed with the horse float on it. And he mistook the accelerator for the brake, but his arm was out the car door, and there was a pole, and when he accelerated backwards, the pole took off his arm.
So you're sitting there, or you're standing there, and your father's arm has been taken clean off right in front of you.
Yes.
So we want to bring Asia, your best mate, in, who was there. Asia, you quickly made a tourniquet to stop the bleeding.
Yes, I did.
How did you know to do that, honey?
Well, I didn't actually know what a tourniquet was. So Colin told me I had to stop the bleeding, tie something around the arm. So I looked for a while for the first aid kit, which I couldn't find. Turns out it was in the car. But okay. I used a horse lead to tie around his arm and hold it.
All right, so you guys are both, you know, around the age of 13. First things first,
incredible.
You haven't just freaked out at all, have you? You haven't just gone to water
so
or...
So calm.
Yeah, how did you stay so calm?
We were both running on adrenaline. Mm. Adrenaline.
Yeah.
and what happened, Amy, when you tried to call the ambulance? Did you get through straight away?
No, because where we are, there's poor reception. So I had to dial 6 times before getting through properly.
Your father's there. His arm is off and you can't get through to 000.
Yes.
And, Amy, you then thought you had to find Dad's arm and put it in a plastic bag.
Yes.
My God.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, your parents have raised such impressive girls. Amy, your dad, I know, is your dad just... I mean, you're the favourite child now, obviously. Is he so grateful? Does he thank you every day? Is he amazed?
Yes.
I know he's in the room with you right now, so he can't say too much, can
you?
Oh,
right. Is that what's going on there?
So, Asia, are you a hero at school now? Are you totally the biggest hero of all time?
Not really. They asked me what happened, and then I told my story, and then we just let it drop and talk about other things.
I love it. Are you guys so over this? Asia, are you over talking about this situation?
Is that enough?
Not really. I don't really mind. But
you're not wearing your medals around, are you, girls?
I would.
No.
No medals. All right.
Well, I think Ayumi and Asia are showing their trademark calmness in when...
They are, aren't they?
Can you see this? They're on live radio and they're so chill.
So chill.
Because these girls were chilled in the moment they needed to be.
They were. And girls, thank you so much for coming on. It's an incredible story, saving your dad's life after his arm ripped off.
Amazing.
We've got for you each $100 Dimmicks gift voucher. It can be used at your local Dimmicks store or online because we know that you both love reading.
Which is awesome.
And a $500 Red Balloon voucher so you guys can go and do something safe and fun together. So thanks so much for joining us today. You're an inspiration to all teenagers and everybody else out there.
Thanks,
Thank Aya. You.
Thank you.
Thanks, Asia. Good girls. Good girls. I love that.
How good are they?
No, just good girls.
Yeah, clap them out.
The next generation of women is okay.
We're good. They're good. Well done, girls. Three Summers. Australian film out today on DVD and digital. It's got a stellar cast. Major Zubanski, Deb Mailman's there, Jacqueline McKenzie, John Waters, and our next guest, Australian acting showbiz legend, Michael Caton. Good morning.
Yay. Hello, guys. Lovely to be here.
God, it is. Em, you were talking off air of all of the things that Michael has done. Hot property.
I mean, that's all I'm for you. For me, it'll always be hot property. I just used to sit and watch that and just think, God, there needs to be more of these types of shows.
And now there is.
You were a pioneer.
You got your wish.
I know, this whole channel stole. And you were just saying off air you wished you'd invested.
Yes. Because I always used to find out about all these houses after the event. And I thought, oh, I wish I would have known about that.
Would have probably put a bid on that one. Would have probably chucked a bid on that house there. Yeah, I love Top Property.
Yeah. So where do we start with? So Three Summers, it's about a film. I've seen it. It's a lovely film about a fictitious music festival.
It is not fictitious.
Oh, it's a real festival.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot of that stuff where you see the crowd is where they filmed.
That's a good trick.
Before.
That's a good trick.
Oh, yeah. The real-life Fairbridge Festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But in the movie, it's called Westival.
Yeah. Right. Have you ever performed at a music festival?
No.
Are you a musician? I feel like you'd play the banjo.
No. Look, I did do the Jesus Christ Superstar tour of the 70s.
Yeah. Do
you remember it?
Our festival, vaguely.
All right, how wild was? Because that's when, let's not forget that Rocky Horror Picture Show was originally an Australian show.
Yeah,
so,
all my mates are in that.
All your mates are in the original.
Yeah.
Your tour, was that a crazy wild time?
It was.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah.
It was. I think we did things you'd never get away with today.
Was it wilder than the set of Hot Property is what we're asking? He's giving me a look.
I wish people could see your face.
No, of course not.
So you play, I guess your character, it's fair to say, has a transformative experience
redemptive
in the movie.
It is true. Because he's a bit bitter. He's lost his wife, and he's one of those English kids who were brought out after the war.
Yes.
Mm. And you know, served in Vietnam and did all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But he sort of watches all these newcomers and what's it with the black fellas, you know,
yes.
why we're taking so much notice of them and refugees, you know, don't come here.
So he's slightly racist and bigoted.
Yeah, but he's sort of I won't say what
don't
it
spoil
is,
it.
But,
yeah, no, yeah.
But,
yeah.
I had to learn to do something, and I spent about 2 days with all the Noongars, the black fellas, and it should happen to everybody.
You loved it?
It was such a great experience. It was so funny and irreverent and wise when, you know, you'd be pulled up and go, well, no, that's actually like that. And I went, that should happen to everybody.
Did they capture any of that, like behind the scenes stuff would be, did they capture any of that, you know, DVD extra or something like that? That would have been incredible to see.
Well, I know there were people shooting stuff, but I haven't seen a thing myself
yet. There you go.
So you the thing you've got to talk about is Ben Elton.
Yes, well, of course.
Ben is the writer and director.
Director.
And that he is like the Energizer Bunny.
He's a goer.
The energy of the man. I mean, you talk, I'm not quite sure about this scene, and then, you know, he's just been working all day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he goes home, and an hour later there's the scene rewritten.
Jeez.
That's
dedication.
He's just amazing.
Mm.
Do you still have the fire for it? Because you've been, you know, you've been acting in, well, we know since Jesus Christ Superstar in the 70s and before that. What gets you across the line? Because you would get things to come across the desk every single day. Hey, Michael Caton, we'd like you to do this, we'd like you to do that, we'd like you to do this.
I wish.
That is not true.
No, it's true. I mean,
come on.
Because, you know, I'm going to be 75 this year.
Gee, you've kept and it. There's, good
and, there's,
Nick.
And there's not, you know, a lot of work for people my age. And there's a lot of actors my age who are up for it as well.
Mm.
So
it's
not, you know. I mean, I've got a couple of things sort of lined up for the end of the year.
Hot Property?
No. No, I think that.
The ship is
sailed. I think that boat has sailed.
Okay.
You've got a couple of things at the end of the year. So, otherwise, Michael Caton free. If you guys would like to work with Michael Caton.
My agent's number is.
Well, this was great. Three Summers, available to purchase on DVD and digital from today. Mm-hmm. And it's a great expression of the diversity of modern Australia. Ben Elton wrote and directed it. You're starring in it. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Coming up next, fashion stylist Rachel Dennis to give Ed a new look,
it
says on my
screen. It's time for a new outfit. We're doing MI for the Ed guy. We're making Ed over Michael Caton because he wears a polo shirt and a hoodie every day to work.
Every day, mate. I look fine.
And look how glamorous I am, Michael Caton.
I mean, I dressed up.
You
look good.
Thanks, Joel. How does he look?
Yeah, well, you're off, you know, just finished training.
Or off to kindy. Yeah, so next, the first look is happening. Michael Caton, you're a legend.
Thanks, mate.
So much.
See ya.
MI for the Ed guy.
I decided that Ed Cavalli needed a makeover, and I haven't seen him yet. We've just sent him out with stylist Rachel Dennis, who styles me, styles Danny Minogue, lots of important, impressive people. And is he in the studio?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, oh my God. All right, okay. So today's Rachel, are you there on the mic?
Keep your eyes closed.
Okay. Here Where's Rachel? Let's get
Rachel. Coming in.
Okay.
Hello.
So, Rachel, I directed you today. We're going to do three looks over the week just to try and land somewhere. Today's description, what did we do?
Camp.
Okay, so
took some inspiration from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah, the hosts.
The hosts more than the makeovers.
Okay, I'm going to open my eyes.
Are you ready? Where do you want me to stand?
Are we doing this live on Instagram right now?
Yeah.
We're live on Instagram. Everyone, we're live on everything. Are we live on the
breakfast?
Today Show?
Here we go.
You ready?
Three.
Here I am.
I'm scared. Two, one.
You're scared. You happy?
I like that I can see your chest. Okay, so I'll just describe. Ed's in a pink, like a salmon jacket. He's got a white singlet on that I know he demanded he keep on. That white singlet was you because Rachel would not have allowed that.
That was me.
There's a black mesh top and stripy. Oh, I love the bottom half. You're so cute.
Yeah,
stripy, like chino-y suit pants, Rach, with some brogues and no socks.
No socks.
Yeah.
Take the jacket off maybe. Yeah. Secretly buff. He's secretly buff. Oh my God, you've got such massive muscles.
I don't have.
Oh my God. With the haircut and the muscles, I don't even know where to look.
This is.
Look how buff you are. Why do you hide? Are camp men cold?
Like, seriously, I'm worried that camp men are going to catch the flu because this gentleman, if you're listening, cover up, lads, because this is freezing cold.
Ed, you are stacked.
Jesus,
look how muscly Ed is, everyone.
No. I never thought I'd say this. Can I have the salmon jacket, please?
Rachel, I wanted to talk to you. And we were talking about
there. Hang on, are you happy? Can I take the mesh off?
No, please leave. I want the mesh without the white singing.
No.
You're not a toddler. I need mesh with no singing. I need nipple through mesh.
Stop nodding, weird producers.
Can you please take the white singing off? You're not a toddler. You don't need the singing. Please just.
I'll be back in a second.
Yes, Rachel. This is really important. Actually, we're talking about. I feel like there's an emotional reason that Ed dresses the way that he does, and you agreed. What happens to maybe men in their late 30s?
I think it happens to both. Actually,
yes.
I think we can often sort of mistake being comfortable.
Yes.
Wearing hoodies and trackies and gravitating towards comfortable clothes with being comfortable in our own skin.
Okay.
There's a lot of psychology behind the way we dress, I think. Mm-hmm. And you'd hope towards that age, you're an adult, you've been an adult for a while now, so adulting kind of feels normal, that you can start dressing like one.
Give yourself permission to be an adult. We have Ed Cavalli in mesh. Ed Cavalli.
Where is this outfit?
It's super
hot. Look at your little nipples poking through.
I've had a nipple chafing out there, and as I said to Kieran, our internet producer, what's the front of this shirt? Hey, how do you know where the front of your mesh shirt is?
But do you feel like hot?
No.
But you look insane. Did you hear what Rachel was saying? That there's perhaps you feel comfortable in the zippies and hoodies, and you're not really giving yourself permission to be an adult.
I look like an adult right now, don't I? Is this what adults wear? Is this why they all rise for Judge Cavalli? Jesus, nippy in here, lads.
You look like you're about to go have a pint at the Stonewall, I'm not going to lie, but you look grown up.
It's about confidence.
You look okay. This is not your look. I admit it.
I did this for you. Are you having? Yeah.
You don't look right. I did this to mess with you. I'll be honest. And obviously,
hang on. Really? My God. I mean, I am shocked.
And obviously, in radio, we have to make things last a week. So, got to do another outfit tomorrow, and then the final one Friday. And Rachel wanted me to reassure you that this was not her choice. That she was forced at gunpoint to do this.
Look. If there are gentlemen out there and this is the look they choose, then I say good luck to them.
Yeah. Look, tomorrow we're going to try something else. We're going to try and see what Ed would look like if he hung out in Newtown.
I used to live in Newtown.
Yeah, not now.
Yeah, that's true.
Hipster, denim, beard, the whole bit. Tomorrow we're going to see Ed as a hipster.
I don't want a blog.
Yeah.
What have I said? And what are my parameters?
No blogs, no Sea Shepherd.
I don't want to look like I've joined the Sea Shepherd. I want a T-shirt that says Scuttle the Fleet in the Sea Shepherd font.
Anyway, you guys, you need to go and see Ed. You're so muscular. I don't know where to look. It's like finding out someone's been hot this whole time right under your eyes and nose. So tomorrow we're going hipster. But can I ask you why he's not in the room? Where do you think Ed needs to sit fashion-wise? Like, if you're a man in your late 30s, what should you be wearing? Do you know what I mean?
I think, like, a collared shirt, like the Queer Eye boys say, does make it feel like you're making a bit of an effort. So he's making a little bit of an effort by going the polo, not a T-shirt. But he could probably...
It's a T-shirt with a collar.
He could take it up a notch.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to seeing your version. Tomorrow we are going to do Hipster Ed because it's hilarious. Rachel, thank you for lowering yourself to... she's just like, I can't. I said, get mesh. Rachel Dennis is a stylist. She's amazing. You can check her out on Instagram. And anything you ever see me in, every photo I'm in, she's put together the outfit, go to Today FM Breakfast, please, and check out just how buff he is. That is mine.
Buff.
Is he buff?
He's really
He's
buff.
Stacked. Thanks, Rach.
See ya.
It's cloudy.
Today I'm a breakfast.